Sebastian Gorka, The Mask Is Off on the Left's Rabid Anti-Semitism. By Dr. Sebastian Gorka on November 2, 2023. The power of narrative over facts is undeniable. Mark Twain is often credited with saying that a lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is still putting on its shoes. In fact, it was Jonathan Swift. Nevertheless, the phenomenon is undoubtedly verifiable. Recent history demonstrates this, sadly, to be the case. How often, for example, were we told that taking the COVID vaccine would prevent you from not only contracting the virus but also from even transmitting the disease to others? This was repeated ad nauseum by the likes of Rachel Maddow and even the man who called himself the embodiment of science itself, Anthony Fauci. It became an article of faith. Everyone must get the shot lest someone's grandma dies. It was the truth. Until it wasn't. The same happens every day in politics. Lies repeated so many times that they are later treated as fact. Perhaps the most obvious example in America in the modern age is the infamous big lie that is the Southern Strategy. According to this fabrication, the Democrat Party, the party most responsible for heinous Jim Crow laws and the murderous KKK, magically switched to not being collectively bigoted. As the Southern states turned Republican in the latter half of 20th century as part of some diabolical plot orchestrated by the Machiavellian Richard Nixon. Of course, this is obviously absurd on the face of it, since the internal logic of this attempt to whitewash the racist history of the Democrats is self-contradictory. According to the Dixiecrat theory, you are supposed to believe that the states of the South turned Republican and therefore more racist in the aftermath of emancipation and the success of the civil rights movement, that they became more racist as they acquiesced to equality for all? For a full and devastating dismantling of the Southern Strategy lie, which is nothing more than an attempt by the left to bury its hatred of Black America, see this masterpiece by Dinesh D'Souza and watch Dr. Carol Swain's short Pragaroo video. But this isn't the worst example of a racist switcheroo. The racism of the right is now a trope, a canard that informs mainstream information flow, from CNN, The Washington Post, to late-night comedy shows. I should know, since I served in an administration that was labeled as riven by racism from the start. And worst of all, as being anti-Semitic. The Trump White House was calumnied incessantly not only anti-Semitic, but also as being full of white supremacists and actual Nazis, myself included. This despite the fact that the president's daughter is a convert to Judaism, his grandchildren are Jewish, and, in my case, I have been a staunch philo-Semite my whole career. And my father actually protected the Jews of Budapest during its Nazi occupation. These facts do not matter. Nor did the fact that after 23 years of broken promises by president after president, it was Donald Trump who finally took the bold step to move the American embassy to Jerusalem and to recognize that city as the capital of the eternal Jewish state. But the lies stop now. Because there can be no doubt where Jew hatred finds its home in America today. It's not at Mar-a-Lago, or amongst MAGA hat-wearing Trump rally attendees. It's not on Newsmax, the pages of Breitbart, or carried in the conservative radio shows that dominate the airwaves. Yes, there are those on the putative right who espouse hateful racist views, but their tawdry ilk, like the risible Nick Fuentes, are not lauded or mainstreamed. But after what happened to Israel on October 7, no one can deny the mainstreaming of rabid anti-Semitism on the left. Since more than 1,400 Jews were murdered in Israel, babies, concertgoers, and grandmothers, the dark anti-Semitism of the Democrats is undeniable. Whether it's on the streets of New York, with an open call for the globalization of slaughter of the Intifada, on the campus of NYU where Democrat activists ripped down posters of the missing children kidnapped by Hamas terrorists, or on the walls of the most expensive college in America, named after our first president, with messages projected calling for the destruction of Israel. Don't make excuses that these are just useful idiots or ignorant kids. It is the Democrat Party itself, with leading lights like Rashida Tlaib incapable of condemning the slaughter of Jewish babes, or her squad mate Ilhan Omar, who refused to agree with the statement that Israel has the right to defend itself against terrorist slaughter. The Jew haters live on the left. They did a switcheroo to try and make you believe they don't. Now everyone knows the undeniable truth. Stand with the Jewish people. I do. Sebastian Gorka, PhD, is host of Salem Radio's America First and the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax TV. A former strategist to President Donald Trump, he is a member of the National Security Education Board of the Pentagon. His latest book is The War for America's Soul. Follow him on his Substack page and website. The above article first appeared on the website of the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, atamac.us.